This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is threatening to identify, arrest, and try protesters who are taking part in street demonstrations. The unrest in Venezuela is also turning into a battleground of rhetoric between the United States and Russia. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the U.S. was prepared to use military action in Venezuela.
Military action is possible. If that's what's required, that's what the United States will do. We're trying to do everything we can to avoid violence. We've asked all the parties involved not to engage in that kind of activity. We'd prefer a peaceful transition of government there, where Maduro leaves and a new election is held. But the president has made clear, in the event that there comes a moment, and we'll all have to make decisions about when that moment is, and the president will ultimately have to make that decision, he's prepared to do that if that's what's required.
Russia's foreign minister warned of the most drastic of consequences if the U.S. continues what it calls aggressive steps. The United States and the Taliban are beginning a new round of negotiations in an effort to move the peace process forward. However, a senior U.S. military commander says no decision has been made about the presence of U.S.-led NATO forces in Afghanistan. The insurgent group has insisted on finalizing an agreement on the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign forces from Afghanistan before discussing other issues. The Taliban said it is vital that the two key agenda points of the previous meeting, full withdrawal of foreign forces from Afghanistan and preventing Afghanistan from harming others, be finalized. The Taliban has so far refused to hold direct official talks with the Afghan government and has insisted on continuing to directly talk with the United States. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General William Barr appeared before Congress Wednesday defending his decision on the handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's March report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Mueller wrote that he had found no evidence of collusion between President Trump's campaign and Russia during the election, but that he could not reach a conclusion about whether Trump had obstructed justice. Barr testified why he did not pursue obstruction charges against the president.
The placeholder, in my judgment, was the simple statement of what the bottom line conclusions were.
Democrats accused Barr of grossly understating evidence of Trump's misconduct in the summary in an effort to justify his controversial decision to exonerate the president of obstructing justice during the investigation. Many South Africans say they're fed up with the longtime ruling African National Congress ahead of a general election. Now, as South Africa marks 25 years of ANC rule, that sentiment appears to have also spread to an area the ANC has long considered safe, the countryside. VOA's Anita Powell reports from rural Cape.
Many are turning to opposition parties like the Democratic Alliance or the Economic Freedom Fighters, but many others are simply staying away. In a small maize farming town of Wolmaranstad, unemployed voter Tsepo Mosweu says he has lost hope that the ANC will bring improvements since the death of ANC icon Nelson Mandela.
And I do have hope that sooner or later the oppositions will also take power here in Bloemhof.
Will that happen? Or will the rural areas stand by the ruling party? South Africa finds out on May 8th. Anita Powell, VOA News, Northern Cape, South Africa.
WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange has a court hearing Thursday in London over his U.S. extradition requests on charges of conspiring to break into a Pentagon computer system. Britain will decide whether to extradite Assange to the U.S. in response to allegations that he conspired with a former U.S. intelligence analyst to download classified databases. On Wednesday, Assange was sentenced to 50 weeks in jail for breaching bail conditions. Assange was sentenced for breaching his bail by entering the Ecuadorian embassy 7 years ago. And Israel is observing one of its most solemn days of the year, Holocaust Remembrance Day, with the president warning the government not to get too cozy with some Europeans. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has hosted Hungary, Lithuania, Poland, all of whom visited Israel's Holocaust Museum, but whose right-wing governments have been accused of downplaying their country's roles in the mass murder of Jews during World War II. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.